feel. It's a good day. Good day to be me.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden poor Jennifer not feeling well today. However, we do have Chef Louis with us at this time on Friday. We enjoy his company, Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's a man that knows his way around a kitchen, knows his way around food. He's known as a foodiac. That's something that they say. He's a foodiac. I think comes from his Italian and Uruguayan heritage, right?
That's
foodiacs. I have been given, Louis, this is a present that I just got, actually, because I don't often open my presents on time. I get things from people, and I don't know why someone thought this was good. I would have sooner given it to you. The Italian Table, Eating Together for Every Occasion, by Ron Schakowsky. I don't know what he's got to, how he's connected to an Italian table, but the first picture is a crusted fish.
Ooh.
With its head and tail on it.
Mm.
Oh, I love that.
Disgusting.
Yeah. You know,
what, because the head and tail's on it?
Disgusting.
That's the best part
what?
Of the fish. Is the
disgusting.
Head, that's
we are the only country in the world that trims the fish like that. Every other country you go to, I mean, maybe like Canada or something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the first time I went to Colombia and the guy caught the fish, cooked it whole, and brought it and laid it on my table, I was like, oh, my God. And then you taste it. It's the best thing you've ever put in your mouth.
It's a whole marketing thing in this country. Because you go and buy codfish and pay like $8.99 a pound for it.
Right.
Then right next to it, you buy cod collars, which is the head and tail meat and all the pieces. Mm-hmm. And you'll pay $6.99 for that, too. So it's just a frankenfish. They make more out of it than what they have.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Right, so anyway, one of the things that this book, and this is one of the reasons I'm interested in it, I would not normally pick up a cookbook or a book about food like this. But the fact that somebody said it to me, and I started looking through it, it is, the theme of the book is what the theme of this program is, and that's food for the family. This is a program that's for the family, and this is food for the family. Do you think Italian is the warm-blooded Italian that you are? Is it really, is that what the Italian food festival is all about? Is every day a festival with Italians when it comes to cooking meals at home?
Well, you know, Doug, food is life, okay? Mm-hmm. It's what gives sustenance to it.
Right, yep.
And why not celebrate that life by eating with other people?
So what family influences, I'm going to get this from everybody around the table here. Mm-hmm. First with you, Louis. Yes. What familial influences brought you to be a professional chef and to have the preferences that you do for how you eat, what you choose for food, how you set your table, all of those things? What is there in your family back? Because I think if we went through everywhere, it's always what we grew up around that influences us first. Maybe not most, but first, it's how you grew up around the table.
Yeah, well, you know, it was funny because anybody that grew up in Brooklyn or certain areas in New Jersey, you know, the one thing that we all have talked about together is going to the different markets for your food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. There was a vegetable and fruit market that we used to go to. It was all within walking distance. There was a chicken market. There was a beef and pork store. It was all departmentalized, all separate, all within walking distance, and you only bought and ate what was fresh during that season.
Right.
And what amazed me was how I never realized how little money we had, but we ate so much and like kings. You know, to watch my grandmother and my mother be able to put dishes together, huge dishes out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just amazing. Roberta, you have to feel that same way.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I grew up, of course, in a restaurant family. My dad was a professional chef and had an Italian restaurant up until a few years before he died. I managed the restaurant for many years. In fact, I cooked for it. I did everything in the restaurant. I was working bar when I was 14 at the restaurant for private parties. and I don't drink. That's the funniest part of it all. But, you know, yes, the family table was so extremely important. Sunday afternoon dinners, we would all sit around. We'd have a wonderful dinner that my father made. We'd talk about everything, politics, entertainment, what was going on in our lives. It was a fantastic time just to sit and and talk and exchange ideas.
Yeah,
and, you know, like your family, my dad could put together a meal out of nothing.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most valuable things I learned from him. I call myself an opportunistic cook. In other words, I don't plan really anything, so to speak. I'll go in the refrigerator, see what's there, and create a meal out of it. It's a very creative process, and I think that's what separates a chef from a cook. A cook follows recipes. A chef creates. Mm. I think that's the difference.
Beautiful.
That's
great. Beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah, that is good. So just as we, I just found a tidbit that may be of value to this conversation. You know that Friday evening show with Tom Selleck? They're doing, as they do often with shows, you can read behind-the-scenes information about how they test various things. And as with radio, there are, from time to time, various groups of people that get brought together, and they test what you hear. It's done for products. It's done for So in this particular show,
Blue Bloods,
what they have found, did I mention that before?
You just said the Tom Selleck
Blue Bloods. Yeah, Blue Bloods is the name of the show. About a family involved in police work. The most popular scenes in the show
are the scenes around the table.
Yeah.
When they get together as a family. Yeah. Yep, the whole family is there, and they're doing exactly what you just said. They talk about politics. They talk about what's going on in the quote-unquote family business, what the children are up to, that sort of thing. And that is extraordinarily important, yet really missing from most homes today. People jump in the car. They go down the street to the quick fast food joints and eat garbage, and that's the constitutes a family get together. And it is. It's a really tragic reality that people ought to get slapped aside of the head to realize that this is not the way to get people to understand food at its finest, which, when you think about the problem we have of obesity in our country today, it's not only the quality of the food and the way we're eating it, but how. If you have more people eating around the table like this, it's slower, and we've talked about this before, how eating slower is much better. You might eat more, but if you eat slowly, it's much better for you. So, you know, returning with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear, maybe is an important focus here, because those meals, I have very few of them. I can probably on two hands tell you when we were, other than at holidays, when we were all together for meals as a kid growing up. And I know that I was unusual, because a lot of the other people that I was around in that era were having their meals with their family. And so, but that's gone now. Who sits around the table and has a family meal? Right. Unless it's a quote-unquote special occasion. Right? Well, am I right or not?
And you know what, Doug? The one thing that the theme that we're all talking about, I'll put money on it right now that there's not a doctor in the world that would disagree with this statement. Okay? One of the biggest keys to longevity and happy longevity is friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of sentence.
Yep.
And when you celebrate on a daily basis a meal with your friends and family, I mean, that just adds years to your life and life to your years.
Something you look forward to.
But that's great. It's a great part of life.
I'll give you a quick, there's a fun example. There's a kid who is involved in local politics that I had dinner with last night. And we were talking about a problem that I need him and the board of selectmen to address. But we spent only 5 or 6 minutes on that. We spent the rest of the time talking about his family, and we had a good family meal. I haven't had a good plate of spaghetti. I can't tell you, and for whatever the reason, I went into this. It's a little local club called the Eagles, and all the townies go in there, and I haven't been in there for ages. I went in there the last election, I think, to celebrate the victory of the person. So we sat down. He said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want a plate of spaghetti with mushroom sauce. $4. And it was the best.
$4.
It was $4. It was the best plate of spaghetti that I've had for eons. And for four times that, you'd have gone to Olive Garden and had something that wasn't that good.
Exactly.
Right? But at home, I mean, we used to have this all the time, and I don't know, and now I'm thinking about it, I'm going to start cooking it more at home when I'm kind of by myself, because I love spaghetti. I don't, and it's funny, I like spaghetti.
Right.
I don't like the bow tie noodles, and even though it's all the same stuff, I want spaghetti.
Yes.
Spaghetti.
And because spaghetti was a part of what I guess I remember from being a kid, my mother made spaghetti every week. There was spaghetti. There was
meatloaf.
Meatloaf, thank you.
Pork chops.
There was pot roast. There were pork chops. Exactly. There was there were usually a couple of nights of soup that came. And remember, I didn't have that much. This is the three of us. My mother never ate with us. And my father wasn't home, so it was my sisters and I. And I don't think we truly appreciated it. And my sister actually is better at this than the rest of us are in terms of having family meals together. She still does that. But it just, it's a tradition, and it's so healthy and good for you, something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And I think that that's part of the inspiration. And Italians are better at it, as Roberta and Louis sort of proved. Not to leave you out in the cold, Richie, but I think Italians.
Roberta has to agree. We get our family time at the bars.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, Italians will celebrate anything, right, Roberta? Right.
Absolutely.
We'll celebrate.
I don't care what it is. Let's celebrate.
We'll celebrate 2012 with some of the things that Louis is doing that are different this year than was the case before. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty. But this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts. My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Come on, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired? Out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Easterners.
I love this.
With our bluegrass attitude. One of the great purveyors of bluegrass music. Matter of fact, he was the founder of the Bluegrass Boys, the Foggy Mountain Boys, responsible for the Foggy Mountain Breakdown and the Ballad of Jed Clampett.
I love that.
Musician, banjo star Earl Scruggs. First on our birthday list today, born this date 1924. Therefore, Mr. Scruggs is 88 years old. Here he is playing with his pal Lester Flatt, thus Flatt and Scruggs. You remember, maybe some of you don't remember. He's been a long-time member of the Grand Old Opry, as you can probably imagine. This guy attracts a crowd wherever he is. It's such a spellbinding. It's something like banjo music that just you hear it and you stop.
Steve Martin, who
whatever you're doing.
A very accomplished banjo player. He used to do a comedy bit when he was a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Saying, how could you be upset when you're listening to the banjo? It's such a happy instrument.
Yeah.
And then he portrayed himself in all these situations like Nixon.
Yeah.
If Nixon would have used a banjo when he was telling the country that, I'm not a crook.
Right. Clever guy. And by the way, whenever he's on, there's a great bit from the Jay Leno show of about a month ago where he's on plugging some movie or something he's doing, and Jay gets him to talk about playing the banjo. It's really a great conversation. See, that's what I want to do with the politicians, Richie. I don't want to talk about the issues because everybody talks about it. I want to find out if they play. I want to know if Rick Santorum can play the banjo.
That'd be cool.
I want to know if Mitt Romney can play the violin. I remember we knew Bill. One of the things that attracted people to Bill Clinton is because he could play the saxophone.
Here's what we do. People thought that was cool.
Yeah.
We make up 10 totally irrelevant questions to politics.
Yep.
And we ask every single one of them the same questions.
That's right. Exactly. All right, so that's what we're going to do. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, up next is Bonnie Franklin's birthday today. One day at a time. She was Anne. What was her last name on that show? Jennifer isn't here, so Roberta. What's her last name on One Day at a Time? Bonnie Franklin's character.
Italian.
Anne, come on, the Italian. Yeah.
Come on, Roberta. Don't know. Wish I did.
No. There's a cheese.
Right.
There's a cheese.
Right. It's also Ray's last name.
Yes.
Ray.
Romano?
There you go.
There she is. Get surprised, Richie.
Tell her what she's won, Johnny.
She's won a piece of spaghetti. Bonnie Franklin was also the show Applause. Remember that? So happy birthday to her. Up next, let's see. We got Kim Wilson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yes. Featuring on guitar. Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughn's brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I don't know that. 61 today, Kim Wilson is. Also up, Malcolm Young today, the guitarist with AC/DC. Let There Be Rock, Chris Hayes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Highway to Hell. Back in Black. For those about to rock, Fly on the Wall, Who Made Who, a lot of stuff from AC/DC, my old days as a jock. Can you imagine me playing this kind of music on a morning radio program?
I just heard the bells going off after me saying that my levels are too high.
Yes.
That's how it was.
There we go. All right. Now, one of the sister sledges is Kathy. They are family. Love this stuff too, Richie. Born in the state 1959. She's 53 today. Nancy Lopez, the four-time LPGA Player of the Year. Birthday is today. Reached Hall of Fame at 30 years of age. The Ladies Professional Golf Hall of Fame. Nancy Lopez, born in the state 1957. Howie Long's birthday is today.
My wife loves him.
Mark O'Toole, bass player for Frankie Goes to Hollywood, is 48. John Singleton, the director's birthday is today. And so is Danny Pintauro. Is Jonathan on Who's the Boss?
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, in the morning, get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we were. When it come time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was take one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and as we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. But we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's here to talk food with us on Friday. It's Full Food Friday, and I'm looking at a new one of these apps that are everywhere. The apps for the this is a new app that has surpassed 100,000 downloads in its first 10 days of existence. If you go to Foodily, Foodily.com, you will find, have you heard this?
Foodily. About this app?
That's where you get the app.
What's it called? Foodily?
Foodily. It's an iPhone app.
Let me look for it. On my phone.
Foodily. Louis, have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Foodily,
huh?
Foodily, yes.
Is Foodily yours?
Yeah.
I just signed my letters like that.
Yeah, but I wonder how many others...
Search for what you want to cook without. Okay. So I guess you it's one of these sites where you say, I have this.
Yeah, and what am this. I missing? Give me right. something else. Give me an idea.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
So I think what I saw first when I saw this, they had the turkey... And they had berries, and they had pumpkin, and they have squash. What am I missing? Give me another idea. That's basically, I think, how it works, right?
Wow.
Richie? Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like, oh, my God. Look
Every
at this.
Answer should be, what am I missing? Chef Louis.
Look at this grilled cheese with onions.
There it is.
Oh, there's a great idea, by the way. Grilled cheese with onions and tomatoes.
Ooh.
Oh. You know, the simplest stuff. A lot of people think they have to go way out. I have peanut butter and jelly at least once a week. It's fast and it's good for you if you have good bread. That reminds me, Richie and I were talking about this earlier, Louis, and I'd like you to address this if you would, please.
Sure.
The idea of multi-grain bread.
Tell them what a farce it is, Louis.
Yeah, it's it's just little chips of the grain that you get.
Yeah.
Might as well be colored bread.
Really? Well, that's what it is, mostly.
Yeah, multigrain is just a marketing ploy to make you think that you're eating some kind of good wheat bread.
But I think it works because it is people buying it all the time. Oh,
right,
look at
sure.
Oh, yeah. Good grains for me.
All
I'm getting
that. Wonder bread with a few grains in it.
Healthy and but I'm not good with wheat. I have to stay because of the celiac. I got to stay away from wheat. But I want to have a grain. So do I get oat bread? You don't see that too often.
That's the flour.
The same, yeah.
What you got to go is something made with buckwheat.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a delicious type of bread.
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat
you make
rice.
Bread with
rice
buckwheat.
Flour. Oh. And
it's
expensive too.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so we've taken care of that. Now, on to Louis's suggestion for food changes as we end off this week. This is the week, last week was a review of the year and all of that garbage, which everybody always does. And then this year starts anew, got a new week. And so you've made some changes that you're starting this week.
Yes.
What are your eating habits that are changing that you would advise other people to consider?
Well, number one on the list to me, and I think everybody should consider this, is join a CSA.
Mm-hmm.
They're in every
explain
town.
What a CSA.
What's CSA?
Okay, that is a community supported agriculture
pursuit. Yeah, CSA is community supported. You can join a CSA if you want at my dairy farm. You want to make sure you have the milk has gotten so popular. Mm. People are coming in. Stores open from noon until 7. People come in at 6:45. Sorry, milk's all gone.
Wow.
Fix that problem. How do I fix that problem? You buy a CSA, we set the milk aside for you.
Yeah.
Buy a share, and it's less expensive than buying it a bottle at a time, and you know you're always going to come to the store. Some people come 40 miles away, and they come in, and sadly, the milk's gone. So we're bottling 100 gallons a day, and it's not enough now.
But when you're in
I remember
CSA.
When we were happy to sell 20 gallons a day.
Wow.
And it'll go up to 140, 150 gallons when the weather gets good again. When people come back into the store, they're buying cheese. We had yesterday, I just had a tease of cheese yesterday. And I tell you these stories not because I'm expecting you to come to the store, but it's an idea that you can find, if you can in your area, people who are doing what I'm doing here. If you can find them, you want to support them, you want to get the stuff. I took with me yesterday, I had a meeting at the bank late in the day, so I took four little containers of the cheese that that Susan made in the cheese batcher yesterday. Well, it's actually a 3-day process because you got to hang the cheese and let it drain and all that other stuff. But she was making a chive. I don't know. So I mean, people keep asking me what kind. I plead the fifth. I don't know from nothing except
that there's so many different kinds.
Every time we've now been doing this 3 weeks, you put it out in the coolers in the store. And in 24 hours, every shelf is empty. And this is just, she puts on Facebook, okay, I have this kind of cheese I made today. Zoom! Into the store they come. And then they buy the raw milk, and they'll buy some ice cream and that sort of stuff. So I'm underscoring here, the CSA part of the story is, if you are supportive of a local farmer and you want to make sure you get what it is that you've gone there for, then you buy a CSA. Most of them are around here, $650 a year to get produce. What is it down where you are, Louis, for a CSA?
We have an organic farm in Punta Gorda, Holy Family.
Yeah.
65 acres, $400
a year.
And you go in every week, and you get a box of vegetables.
Right. You get everything they've grown that week, they put into the box of the bag.
They get so much that they started complaining it was too much food.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I had dinner with my friend Tommy Hansen the other night, who is my counterpart on the produce side. I'm the dairy guy. He's the produce guy. And we were talking about CSAs because he wanted to know. I was telling him that we're running out of milk all the time. We're encouraging people to get CSAs. He has people re-upping now for this year. And he charges $600. And they have these bags that say Hanson Farm on them and yada yada. And they bring them in every week. And they fill them up. They have two bags. They bring one in empty, fill it up for the next week. And they had so much stuff, things were so good at a certain point in the summer, they were stuffing these bags, and people said, my God, I can't eat all of this.
Yeah.
So Tommy said, well, give it away to your friends or whomever.
Huh.
But it is not dependent on how much you spend, it's dependent on how good the year is as to what you get.
Right.
You're betting on yourself most of the time with success.
Yep. And it got to the point where this farm, every Saturday when you come in for your box, they have different classes on how to prep these vegetables.
Yep.
They have a lot of vegetables that people never had before, like rutabagas and things.
Yeah.
And they're teaching people now how to put them up when you have too many, how to can them, how to freeze them, the best way to prep them for freezing.
Yep.
Or you can share, they trade some of your shares off with, say, the poultry farm next door. Or you get a certain amount of credits towards the farmer's market for stuff that you might not get there.
I predict that in 20 years, this will be the downfall of the dollar, maybe even less. In 10 years, when the dollar is worthless, this is how our economy will work.
Switch,
I wait 10
trade,
years for the dollar to be worth
barter.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wonderful, frankly,
the best thing in the world.
Way for us to get back to where we all want to go. Everybody but the government gets this, and the government doesn't get it because they're being bought off by the big agribusinesses.
Yep.
But you know what's good for you, and you know what the trend is, and you know how you can pursue it, find it, follow it. And so that's
Michelle Obama supports it and gets it. It's her husband across the hall who apparently runs the agriculture department and doesn't get it.
All right.
I tell you what, it's the best thing in the world.
All right, what else are you changing for 2012?
A simple little change to your sandwiches. And everybody eats a sandwich every day, just about. I mean, that's the way it goes. Make it open face. Skip one slice of bread.
Okay.
Yep. Okay?
That's grilled cheese with onion and tomato. It's only one slice. You put it in the oven instead of on the fry pan, too.
Let me tell you something. And when you make that grilled cheese, instead of butter, which I love dairy, drizzle it with olive oil instead.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, there's 40 to 60 to 100 calories per slice of bread. That if you shave that 100 calories off every day, that's just one slice of bread, you know, in 3 weeks you lose a pound.
Or you can give yourself another slice of cheese.
There you go. But it's healthier, it's better for you, and you're in great shape.
I do that
with a good open-face sandwich.
I do that with my burgers when I'm trying to watch it. I'll keep the fries, give me the broccoli, and no bun, or just take the top of the bun off.
Yeah. And you really don't miss it after a while.
Yeah, genius, Rich.
It also makes you eat it. You know, if you watch people eat sandwiches, you know, you're at a lunch counter or something, people take a bite and they never let go of that half a sandwich in their hand.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have it in an open face, you're going to use a fork and a knife, and it's forcing you to stop in between bites and relax a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's a psychological help to that.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot. Okay, Louis has unique changes he's making to his food routine, and he's sharing them with you here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts.
feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Attention diabetics using the prescription drug Actos. CBS News reported that Actos has been pulled from the market in Germany and France as it was linked to bladder cancer. If you or a loved one have used the prescription drug Actos and are suffering from bladder cancer, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free case evaluation and to find out your legal rights, call 800-253-4207 today. If you or a loved one used the prescription drug Actos, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-253-4207. That's 800-253-4207. Call now for a free, no-cost case evaluation. 800-253-4207.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Conversation now with Chef Louis DeAngelis. Roberta and Richie and I are talking to him about the things that he's doing this year that are different in the world of food. He's one of the most experienced chefs. He's a rescue chef. He'll come to your restaurant and rescue it. Meanwhile, he has, what is this about vegetable puree? What are you doing with that?
Oh, this is something I'm really having a ball with. Instead of just chopping vegetables, or let's take an example of macaroni and cheese, yep. Okay?
No you good got, unless it's crispy on the top.
You got your macaroni and cheese. It's a heavy calorie dish, if you, and it's good for you if you're using the right amount, the right cheese, but most people use that fake cheese in it.
Right.
What I do instead, okay, is I make a blend, and I put it in my food processor, and I'll take carrots, celery, tomatoes, watercress, any vegetables that I have, and I make a slurry out of it, a puree.
Really?
I throw that in with the macaroni and a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and that's what I call macaroni and cheese.
Mm.
And I've been using this paste, this puree, for a lot of bases on a lot of sauces and a lot of things, because you get all the goodness of all your vegetables together. You can create some unique flavors out of it. And it's fantastic as far as your health is concerned. You can't beat it, and you're getting all the fiber from all these veggies, too.
Good. That's so cool.
I think that's something new. It's coming up, and it's going to get very popular.
All right, one final thing. Take us in the next 60 seconds to the crock pot.
Got to use a crock pot because it's the same thing as soup. When you're cooking meats, you're cooking anything in an oven, you're cooking out a lot of the nutrients. When you're doing it in a crock pot with liquid, all the nutrients stay in that liquid, and you make your gravy from that, and you're getting all the goodness you could possibly get out of that piece of chicken or that roast. And I think crock pot is the way to go.
I bought a crock pot for my daughter last year, and she already had one, so she left it with me. It's still in the box.
Oh, use it, Doug. Yeah, that's the best soup for you.
That's how you should cook. With your schedule and the way you just, when you're on the show during the break, you put stuff in there, you turn it on, at night you come home, your dinner's done.
Just a little water or something, right?
A little broth.
Broth.
A little broth, a little wine.
Chicken broth, wine.
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Put a whole chicken in there, a little bit of water, some white wine, some carrots, some potatoes, some onions.
Sure.
Just let it go.
I won't wake up the next morning. Chef Louis DeAngelis. Check him out on DougSteffens.com. DougSteffens.com? DougSteffens.com. Website extraordinaire. It's 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey, everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%. APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The president says the nation is turning the page after a decade of war. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. At the Pentagon, President Obama unveiled changes in U.S. defense strategy yesterday.
We need a smart, strategic set of priorities.
And so, said the president, the U.S. will shift away from the long and expensive wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with a streamlined military.
Our military will be leaner, with armed forces that are agile, flexible, and ready for the full range of contingencies and threats.
This change aimed at reflecting a more balanced and realistic assessment of defense spending in an era of soaring deficits. Calling this a moment of transition, the president went out of his way to emphasize that our military will remain strong.
We built the best trained, best led, best equipped military in history. And as commander-in-chief, I'm going to keep it that way.
So far, no specific budget cuts have been proposed. Among those reacting strongly to what the president had to say, Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator and current Republican presidential candidate, who is still riding high from his near-upset win at the Iowa caucuses this week, falling just 8 votes short of Mitt Romney's total. Santorum wasted no time in blasting the president's proposed defense cuts while simultaneously taking a shot at entitlements.
This is the typical Obama approach, which is cut the number one responsibility of government and create a bigger welfare state.
And where does Santorum stand on the issue of military spending?
Not to cut defense at all. No cuts in defense. Period.
Santorum adding there's no reason to cut defense when it makes up only 20% of the nation's budget. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, it's Andy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's program, and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Weekend of the new year, and we're seeing more trails open than last weekend, and that's all a positive sign as we move forward in the east with colder temperatures and a touch of fresh snow to a few spots. In the Berkshires, Catamount riding with about 24 runs. They'll take it until 10 o'clock at night. Neshoba Valley in eastern Massachusetts with now up to 14 trails. That's up 3 runs from just 2 days ago. They have day-night skiing open at Neshoba. In New Hampshire, Wildcat now rides on 9 runs with some softer patch powder snow. Across the way into Vermont, Burke Mountain on 12 trails. They have a brand-new high-speed quad to take you to the summit at Burke. Snow Mountain in Pennsylvania riding on about 12 runs. They have day and night skiing. Some of the western mountains in the Tahoe area struggling for some snow. Boreal with about 6 runs. China Peak with 8 trails. Schweitzer in Idaho with all 3,000 acres. Get lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
An up and down day on Wall Street with a mixed finish for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 3 points, closing at 12,416. S&P up 4. NASDAQ with a 22-point gain. Crude oil prices down $1.41 a barrel, settling at $101.81. Let's head to the checkout counter and talk retail sales. Two major retailers posting disappointing forecasts for earnings during the holiday season. JCPenney and Target both issuing fourth quarter earnings forecasts that failed to meet analyst expectations. Target cites weaker than expected sales of items including music, electronics, movies, and books as one reason behind the decline. In response to fires and 3 batteries after crash tests last year, General Motors making structural changes to the Chevy Volt. GM's Mary Barra says the battery packs themselves are not being changed.
As a result, we will not change any part of the manufacturing process at our Brownstown, Michigan battery pack assembly plant.
The automaker will strengthen a portion of the Volt's safety structure to more effectively protect the battery pack in a severe side collision. Closing notes. First, something from scientists concerning the space-time continuum. Scientists apparently have created a way of cloaking space-time, making an event undetectable by light for a short amount of time. Physicist Alexander Gaeta of Cornell University says his team uses devices called split-time lenses that slow down part of a light beam and speed up another part to create a gap in the beam that can be put back together, creating an illusion that looks something like a Star Trek transporter with someone or something moving instantaneously with nothing in between. No idea what he's talking about, but it sounds great. Finally, an attempt to literally get your goat. Oh, that's a baby goat. How about a bigger goat? And in this case, we're talking about a missing goat in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, that, some weeks ago, refused to be in a Christmas Eve nativity scene and somehow got loose. Pat Millard is among several people who came close to catching this elusive goat.
He's bigger than I thought and a little faster than I thought. If I was 25 instead of 55, I could have had him.
Nice try anyway there, Pat. There's still a $100 reward out there for the person who can get this goat. Now that sounded like somebody with an upset stomach. Come on, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Howdy, folks.